Listener, here's the Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia aims to clinch 3 gold medals at 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles. According to the chairman of the National Paralympic Committee of Indonesia, or NPC Indonesia, Seni Marbun. Marbun on Monday emphasized that NPC Indonesia had already begun preparations to achieve this target, including implementing the Breaking Boundaries program, which focuses on identifying and nurturing young para-athletes from different regions across the country. Marbun stated that his team is recruiting talent scouts tasked with identifying promising para-athletes across Indonesia and matching them with appropriate sport disciplines. The Indonesian government is focusing on 3 development agendas in villages to encourage economic equality and achieve sustainable development goals. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, Deputy Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Ahmad Riza Patria, in Palian Monday said, the 3 priorities are village development, women's empowerment in the village community, and increasing food security through sustainable practices. According to Patria, the Indonesian government is consistently supporting the integration of SDGs in rural development policies. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadikan hanya ku satu-satunya sanggar pembagi sang telur. once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Anugerah teringat untuk seakan sakit di oh, oh sakit di oh, oh, oh. Ku ingin kau jadi milikku, temani diriku seumur hidupku, dan ku berjanji takkan sakiti kau yang ku cinta sepenuh hati. Biarkan semua manusia jadi saksi nyata bahwa memilikimu adalah anugerah terindah untuk diriku selamanya. Oh, takkan sakiti kau yang ku cinta sepenuh hati.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song, released in 1989, was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists, even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. National independence is not the end, but people's freedom of creativity is the main goal. A quote by Sultan Syahrir. Listener, Sultan Syahrir is the first Prime Minister of Indonesia. Known as a freedom fighter, diplomat, and a thinker with a crucial role in fighting for independence. This one of the founding fathers has great patriotism, nationalism, and care for the people. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
If you happen to be from Thailand or maybe some other countries and looking for countries to invest in, Indonesia might be the best choice for you. Because recently, our Coordinating Minister for Economy, Anang Hatato, is offering a conducive investment climate for Thailand investors through the incentive in the special economic zone. And quoted from antarnews.com, Indonesia also promised the development of infrastructure through collaborative projects in transportation, energy, and city development to support this investment. Minister Erlangga Hartarto in his official statement in Jakarta on Tuesday said that Indonesia, in the middle of global trade uncertainty, has been quickening accelerating the efforts to reform trade and investment policies, relaxing regulations, and also strengthening bilateral relations. And these measures, these moves, are expected to support the creation of new momentum for cooperation in trade and investment that is deeper, especially with our main partners, which is Thailand.
Terdiam di tatapanmu, menghantui pikiranku. Terus menerus tak lupa hangat senyummu, hiasi gelap malamku. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Serasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku inginkanmu teman hidupku yang dulu kelam. Kau jadikan harapku untukmu. Oh, di dalam tidurku dan bangunku, oh, kau datang tak kuduga. Beri aku tawa bagaiku, kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Jadikan penuh
tiba waktunya. Tuk ungkapkan semua.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
You've just listened to OK featuring Adrian Khalif with Cinta Begini or Love Like This. It is about disappointment, it's about hurting, in which you have to be having a love that is quite temporary. It's not faithful, it's not forever. And imagine that if you gotta leave a love that is like that, it's gonna be very, very painful. But and also the some parts of the song also revealed that apparently this song is about an affair. Imagine a couple, and then one of the couple is dating with you, and the one day you realize that this person we are dating with apparently is with somebody else, meaning that we cannot be together with them because we are the one. We will become like having an affair too in their relationship. So this song, in the end part of the song, is like, it is about, how do we call it, letting go. Yeah, letting go the relationship that is not that is not feeling nice for both of them. And I wish that you will enjoy it. And the song itself that you've just listened is the latest version in 2024 by OK and Adrian Khalif. And then, but earlier, the song has been so popular in 2007 by a group called Tangga. And if you want to check again the latest, I mean, you compare the versions, you can go to the YouTube channel Tangga with Cinta Begini, or you gotta keep listening to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berulang ingin bertemu, aku punya perasaan. Nampaknya kau tak mengerti. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Aku selalu menemani saat kau rapuh dan jatuh. Namun saat kau bahagia, nampaknya ku terlupakan. Tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Ingin aku jadi kekasih yang baik, berikan aku kesempatan. Oh, tahukah dirimu, tahukah hatimu, berulang ku ketuk, aku mencintamu. Tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku yang jatuh cinta. Dan aku mencintamu, tapi dirimu tak pernah sadari aku sungguh jatuh cinta. Bukan ku tanpa alasan.
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kutemukan satu sisi dalam diri, warna-warni penuhi jiwaku. Kadang hati ini pun bertanya, apa mungkin benar ini nyata? Kau hadir di balik kokohnya tembok hatiku. Kau runtuhkan kerasnya diriku.
Hello, what's up? It's Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia the Robot. Listener, you're still tuned to our broadcast on VONS.id and the application RRE Digital. In a moment, you'll be listening to a story about Walu Topo and Dave, so stay tuned on Hello, Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Molotovo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Volotopa Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leader in Volotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Saoria or big houses are situated. There are two Saoria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saoria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Volotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Lako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lealaku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including weaving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedah Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedah Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedah Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place from Mosalaki.
Kedah Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedah Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Lio language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Indonesia. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Rupert Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupert Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupert Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Aku sudah dibuat terlalu